A report from the Grattan Institute has identified a problem in Australian high schools. Its latest study shows that 40% of students are disengaged at school. These students are then falling 1 to 2 years behind their peers. Angela Lavoisier reports.
It'll come as no surprise to teachers that not every student is listening all of the time.
Students being disengaged is complex. It can come because they've got problems at home that they bring into school, because the teaching is not interesting, or it's too hard or too easy.
Pete Goss is the author of a new Grattan Institute report that puts the level of student disengagement at a remarkable high of 40%.
Teachers need to have high expectations, build a good relationship, give clarity and structure, but also to make sure that all students are actively learning. Because if a young brain is not actively involved in thinking about what the teacher wants, then they'll probably be thinking about something else and it won't be as good.
Disengagement is measured by the presence of certain symptoms, such as being late for class, disrupting other students, and speaking out in an aggressive way. The report says the ideal conditions for student engagement don't necessarily have to conform to rigid and old-fashioned ideas about education.
A good learning environment can be quiet or noisy, but it's one where all of the students are actually thinking about the problems and wrestling with it. It doesn't have to be lined up in neat rows. In fact, that's probably not the best learning.
Pete Goss says one of the problems is with teacher training, which doesn't always give new teachers evidence-based strategies.
Typically, one kid would stick their hand up, I'll call her Sally, and as soon as Sally stuck her hand up, all the other kids would say, I don't need to think about this. A way to get around that is an approach called no hands up, where the teacher says, no, Sally, others, you can't put your hands up. I'm going to call on students randomly. That means every student has to get their brain into gear, think about the answer. That's part of active learning.
He also argues for more supervised on-the-job training for new teachers.
What happens behind the classroom door, it has a huge influence on students. And over time, schools have been trying to open that up. But still, 40% of teachers in Australia say they've never had the opportunity to observe another teacher. The skills that we're talking about for setting up a good learning environment, they're not skills you can learn out of a book any more than you can learn to be a good parent by reading a book about it. You have to try things out. You have to see how they work.
The New South Wales Opposition Spokesman for Education, Jihad Dib, is worried about the findings.
To think that 40% of our students are disengaged in classrooms is a huge concern and must be addressed if we're to ensure increase our international standards and productivity.
He agrees teacher training does need to be looked at.
Initial teacher training is a factor in what is taught and the engagement of students. And teachers need to be conscious of the fact that some students who are compliant are not necessarily engaged. They're not engaged in the classroom because of the teaching practice itself. The strategies that ensure teachers are well aware of every student and the level of engagement have to come to the fore.
But he argues there's more to the problem than that.
A number of factors must be considered. Not only teacher training and the quality of the curriculum, but we also need to have a look at the physical condition in which we're asking the students to learn. Well, we've got schools that are overcrowded or that are falling apart. It makes it really difficult. Consider also the access to technology and the latest that's available there. There's a lot of schools that just don't have access to that.
That's the New South Wales Opposition Education Spokesman, Jihad Dibbs, speaking to Angela Lavoisier.